And welcome back to the Community Campfire. For this week's Campfire Musical Sesh, I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello.
My name is Mitch Elliott, and we're really excited. Pull up a seat, because we're joined by Florida singer-songwriter Dylan Catrone, whose sun-soaked sound blends classic rock's roots with carefree, feel-good storytelling, all wrapped up into his latest EP, Weekend Religion. Dylan, welcome to the program.
What up? Thank you guys so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on the Community Campfire. Yeah. So tell our listeners a little bit about who is Dylan Catrone.
Yeah, I'm a Florida boy who fell in love with the guitar and grew up on Sublime, Sugar Ray, Beck, Steve Miller Band, and that's all influenced everything in my life.
Yeah, you told us that you taught yourself guitar from your dad and also from YouTube. Do you remember those early days and those influences and how you kind of got here now?
Honestly, it's funny. My dad is an extremely good guitar player, but he taught himself, so it was a constant battle between getting him to teach me as well, because he's like, it's just like this, and you just show me a chord, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to do that. Like, so I ended up having to go to YouTube because my dad could only teach me so much. He actually gave me the book that he grew up reading and learning how to play the guitar from. So it was a mix of YouTube and that book, but it took some time. I still honestly don't know a lot of the chords that I'm playing. I just know shapes and sounds, but it ends up kind of being a blessing in disguise. I don't really think about it too much. I just end up playing, you know?
Yeah, you're not constrained by a box of being like, oh, this is how I should play. You're just going from what you feel like you should
exactly,
play.
Exactly, what feels good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And you gained a lot of traction on TikTok. How did that moment change your confidence as an artist?
Changed everything. It went from me just writing songs in my room just because playing the guitar became my therapy to like I was an artist overnight. Like it was an accident. Like I actually TikTok glitched and I was trying to draft the post, and instead of drafting it, I posted it and I was like, oh, screw it, I'm just gonna leave it up. Went to work, and then as I'm leaving work, my friends were like, dude, you're on my For You page. This is blowing up. Like, and I was like, what are you even talking about? I forgot I'd even posted the video. I think I always had the belief in my head that, like, I'm going to be an artist one day. I just didn't think it was going to happen that quick. So yeah. I don't know if I was confident after the moment. I was almost kind of scared, like, oh, my gosh, I got to figure out how to do this music thing now. I feel confident now because the niche thing was me just kind of being myself in the video. I was just, like, accidentally pressed record and then posted it and was like, oh, screw it. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been good.
Sounds like that kind of candid style worked out in your favor there. And
exactly.
It probably reflects your music as well. You know, you have that vacation state of mind. Can you tell us a little bit about that mindset that you have going into writing your songs?
I think my biggest influence is me being from a super small town in Florida and having my best friends be like charter captains, and it's a really small, tight community, and all my friends that I've grown up with since elementary school and middle school have gone to college and come back, so I feel like I'm the narrator or the director. Like, I'm able to just sit back and like experience all of the stuff my friends are doing around me and write about it, because there's no one else doing that in my hometown, you know? There's a couple of my friends that like are into music, but like I'm really the one that's taking all of that in and writing about it.
Yeah.
So it's always just been that Florida kind of beach peace of mind has always just been a part of me.
Yeah, well, we'd love a little slice of that here on the Community Campfire this morning. What are you going to play for us first to kick off your set?
I'm playing Florida, California, State of Mind.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Florida, California, State of Mind by Dylan Catrone right here on the Community Campfire.
I heard a whistle in my ear, the wind saying, you're high. And I've been drinking all day, hoping I don't walk the line. I got my lady real mad, what's new, and if I had a dime every time. I guess I lost my way, that's fine, I don't need no sign. I heard the guitar strumming and it opened my mind. Can't start talking with the old school slide. Heard the music in my ear say, man, you're fine. Don't lie, I like living in a life like mine. Florida, California, state of mind. Oh my, take your time. Keep going till the beat run dry. Florida, California, state of mind. Got me feeling like got me feeling like Florida, California, state of mind. Been floating on by through East LA, but nothing like that sunshine state. I was selling my time, now I'm showing my face. No one minds if I'm doing my thing. Been staying outside cause I like my tan. Nowhere like Bradenton. Don't matter what place I'm in, you know what state I'm in. I heard the guitar strumming and it opened my mind. Can't start talking with the old school slide. Heard the music in my ear say, man, you're fine. Oh my, strings don't lie. I like living in a life like mine. Florida, California, state of mind. Oh my, take your time. Keep going till the beat run dry. Florida, California, state of mind. Florida, California, state of mind. Yeah. Florida, California, state of mind.
Thank you.
And now it's a vacation right here in the studio. Yeah. I think we get some Mai Tais, just you know, call it.
Yeah, you making those, John?
Yeah. Right now.
I'll take two. Okay. So Dylan, at what point did you kind of shift from posting covers on like TikTok and stuff to like writing your own music? You talked about your influences from all your friends back home, but what was that shift for you?
I think that I first got my look from the covers, and I just thought it would be a great outlet for me to get my music heard as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I still do them, and they inspire other songs for me. If you listen closely, there's always some sort of element from another song, mm-hmm. a part of my songs, just because I think I'm very, very, very inspired by who I listen to and who I like listening to. The covers are still a part of me when it comes to my songwriting.
Yeah, and you have like those influences from like Sublime or like Red Hot Chili Peppers. How do you try to weave those in? Is it words or is it more a feel?
It's a feeling. It's also like I go to a place in my head when I'm listening to those songs. Like mm-hmm. the feeling I get in my chest and the feeling I get in my skin from those songs when I hear them. I try to capture that same feeling in my songs, yeah.
The title of your EP is Weekend Religion, which yep. is a pretty strong concept. What does that mean to you? What does that phrase mean to you?
The deep answer to that is I'm a Christian. I've grown up Christian. There's not a lot to do on the island. We're from Anna Maria Island, Bradenton, in Florida. There's not a lot to do. And there's always kind of like this push and pull between like what I believe in and having fun with my friends. Something that I always look forward to is the weekend. There's nothing that makes me feel better than being with my best friends and my family on the island in Florida. I feel like that whole EP just captured that feeling for me. Yeah.
And you have more music on the way, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, just dropped a new song, Far Out. I'm so blessed to say that one is changing my life, it feels like. It's the fastest growing song I've released, and I feel like it really solidified who I am as an artist, because for the longest time, I didn't know who I wanted to be. Like, music happened so quickly, and I needed to figure out what kind of music I wanted to make. There was so much inspiring me at the time. So I feel like this new song, Far Out, really explained to my fans who I am as an artist. And then I got a new song called Whoa Nelly coming out. The whole song is really about just having fun, and when your window's down or on a boat or summertime, mm-hmm. just trying to feel good, that's when you listen to it. But the whole song is also about this guy actually named Nelly that's from our hometown. He's a local legend. Everyone knows him. He's been there his whole life. His family was all from there. He's got a crazy life story, but when you meet him, he's always got a smile on his face, and he just embodies that feeling of having a good time. So I wrote this whole song called Whoa Nelly, and the verses are all about the story of him, but the hook is just all about having a good time. So it's amazing. It's like our hometown anthem right now.
Can you talk a little bit more about your songwriting process?
It varies. Usually I'm in the shower or doing laundry, or I'll just like hear a bird and I'm like, oh, that's a cool melody. I'll try and find melodies over other songs. It all varies. Most of the time it's me finding either a guitar riff that I like or hearing a melody in my head and then trying to find a guitar riff to fit that melody.
But, and then throw the words on top? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll mumble. I'll like freestyle mumble over the melody until I find words that fit the words that I'm mumbling. And then I have to find a sentiment that resonates with me, you know?
Okay, so if someone was just hearing your music for the first time, what do you want them to take away from listening to your songs?
I have some songs that are very heartfelt, and there's some songs that are also very fun and make you feel like you want to go on a boat or just be outside. But I think even in those fun songs, there's deep meaning to all of it. I think what I'd want them to know is that I'm just like you. I got lucky, like I said earlier, like my thing is to just be myself. And I've been very authentic when it comes to my social media and my music. There's not a single word that doesn't really mean something to me in all my songs. When you hear my music, you will relate to me and you won't feel alone, you know? Yeah.
Amazing, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for stopping by here at KPCW. Before we head into your last song, would love to know where people can find your music, all your socials, all that. Throw it out there.
It's Dylan Cotrone on everything, DylanCotrone on all platforms, social media, all the DSPs, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. Dylan Cotrone on everything.
Excellent. What song do you want to play for us to wrap up the show here on the Community Campfire?
I'm
going to
sing my new song, Mo Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly, yeah. Right here for the first time.
Yeah, actually my first time ever singing it. So
we're really fresh here on Friday for you. So here it is. Whoa, Nelly, to end the Community Campfire. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Okay. I know a guy down in AMI. Not one problem on his mind. He got a burnt back and a big old smile. If you say hi, you're gonna stay a while. He sells seashells by the seashore. You cut it up till you can't no more. Call him up if you ever get bored. He said, we gon' have a good time. This cup will never run dry. I got a lifetime supply. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly. Weed, drugs, guns, and supply. I got the girls on the line. You want a hell of a time. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly. Yeah. Whoa, Nelly. Back, fill my belly, roll the dope, that peanut butter jelly. Whoa, Nelly, he sells seashells by seashore. You cut it up until you can't no more. If the cops come knocking at the door, don't worry, he'll tell them we gon' have a good time. This cup will never run dry. I got a lifetime supply. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly. Weed, drugs, guns, and supply. I got the girls on the line. You want a hell of a time. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly. Yeah. Whoa, Nelly. So I call him on the flip phone. He's the big man in my zip code. He's the hometown, he's the hero. So I call him on the flip phone. He's the big man in my zip code. He's the hometown, he's the hero. We gon' have a good time. This cup will never run dry. I got a lifetime supply. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly. Weed, drugs, guns, and supply. I got the girls on the line. You want a hell of a time. Just holler out, whoa, Nelly.